Okay, let's jump right in. We're doing a deep dive today on something the property industry is calling the referral partner crisis.
A crisis is a good word for it.
It's this huge regulatory change hitting Australia. We're talking about the Anti-Money Laundering and Counterterrorism Financing Amendment Act 2024.
Right. And what that means really is that for real estate agents, for conveyancers, lawyers, the game has completely changed. AUSTRAC is going to be watching.
So the old light touch era is officially over.
It's done. And look, the most important thing for you to get your head around is the deadline. This isn't theoretical. It all kicks in full force on the 1st of July, 2026. That's a hard deadline.
And if you're not compliant by then,
your ability to transact just evaporates. Yeah.
So let's get into the operational shock here. Real estate is all about speed, but this compliance stuff, it's forensic.
It is.
Take the auction problem. How on earth does an agent do their customer due diligence, you know, properly check who a buyer is and where their money came from before the hammer falls?
Well, they can't. That's the problem. The timeline is impossible. Properly verifying someone's source of funds can take days, maybe longer. An auction takes minutes.
And the penalties for getting it wrong are staggering.
They're terrifying. I mean, for a company, you're looking at fines up to $33
million. $33
million. And for an individual agent, a principal, it's up to $6.6 million. That's not the business's money. That's your personal assets, your house.
Okay, so that's the shtick, a very, very big stick. But there has to be an opportunity here, right? A carrot.
There is. And it lands squarely with mortgage brokers. Their whole value proposition is about to change. It's not just, I'll get you finance anymore.
It's, I'll make your buyer compliant.
Exactly. They deliver what we're calling the clean buyer. This is someone who's already been fully vetted, identity checked, source of funds, all of it.
And how does that work legally? Can the agent just take the broker's word for it?
They can, because it's baked right into the law. It's called Section 38 Reliance. It basically lets one reporting entity, the agent, legally rely on the checks already done by another reporting entity, the broker.
Hang on, but if the agent is relying on the broker, isn't that just shifting the risk? What happens if the broker makes a mistake?
That's the crucial question. It only works if there's a formal written agreement in place. If you have that, it creates a safe harbor and the agent is protected.
Okay.
But the broker's real superpower here is untangling complexity. Agents freeze when they see a discretionary trust with a corporate trustee. They don't know how to find the UBO, the ultimate beneficial owner.
Right, the actual person hiding behind all the company layers.
Peeling a digital onion, that's what it feels like. But for a broker, mapping that UBO is just standard practice. They already do it for the banks on complex loans.
So they can just hand that ownership map over to the agent.
Precisely. They use the digital VOI tools they already have, like IDU or OCR Labs, and create a secure compliance pack. The agent just has to document the reliance and boom, sale can proceed instantly.
Compliance becomes a competitive advantage, not a roadblock.
And that's the big shift. Compliance is the new currency in property. The broker is no longer just a service provider. They are a strategic guardian.
The takeaway seems pretty clear then. The broker becomes the absolute linchpin in the whole transaction.
That's it. And if you really think about it, the legislation isn't just about what agents do, but who they can even deal with. It extends to developers, to agents on both sides of the deal. And if a broker's power is mapping that UBO, then the next skill you need to master is spotting the red flags yourself. There's things like weird price jumps or someone flipping a property suspiciously fast. Those are the signs the property is being used as a vehicle for something else entirely.